Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Fasano and Sandy here on 98.9 The Buzz. Bills signed Reggie Bush, backup running back. Of course, he's famous for the Dolphins, Heisman Trophy winner.
Sure. He's he also used to date Kim Kardashian.
But that's
if you think about it, it's funny because we know Reggie Bush. If you're not a big sports guy or girl, you know Reggie Bush is Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend, one of them, right?
That's all I really know him
right.
for.
And we know Kim Kardashian, if you really get to the root of it all, it was because she was in that popcorn movie with Ray J.
Popcorn movie?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. This is what my my stepdad used to call dirty adult movies, popcorn movies, in front of us when we were kids.
Popcorn movies? Why popcorn movies?
Well, take out the middle.
Popcorn? What do you?
Well, something pops. But you take the middle of the word out, and what does it really
turn
into?
I see.
So we'd be like, we'd talk to his plumber buddies or to my mom or something, making a joke. And he would call it a popcorn movie.
It's oh, my God.
To hide it from the kids.
Right, to hide it from. So if you're going to be talking about it for whatever reason in front of your children, you can call it a popcorn movie instead of the regular word.
Okay, so we'll call them popcorn movies from here on
out. Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned getting to the root of the problem. That was the problem. Was the root.
Popcorn movies, would you let somebody film a popcorn movie in your house?
Where'd this come from?
My
chair.
Because I'm interested.
That's great.
Okay. So last night.
What do you mean by shoot?
My husband told me last night. He's like, "Hey, November, we're gonna have a guys' weekend." Now, hang on a second. Wait a minute.
I think I've seen this one.
This is not coming out right. Okay, hold on.
Not going in right either.
Okay, wait.
All right.
So let me start this all over again.
Okay.
He said, get off the phone or text message, whatever, with his buddy, who lives in New York City.
Uh-huh.
But he has a cottage in the Poconos.
In the what nose?
Poconos.
Popcorn Poconos. And he's like, hey, listen, we're going to all get together. We're going to have a guys' weekend in November.
Sounds like fun.
I'm going to poke a few noses.
And then as they were talking about that, he said, and it's funny because somebody just approached me, messaged me. I guess he rents it out, this cottage or lake house or whatever the Poconos. He rents it out during the times that he's not there, right?
Yeah, right.
So someone approached him and said, can I rent out your house to shoot a popcorn movie?
So
what? Yes, I know.
So your husband is going to go to the same place where somebody wanted to rent and shoot that popcorn movie at. Did they?
Would you be flattered? I'd be flattered.
Yeah.
Wow, my furniture must be really sturdy.
But they were going to rent the house. So it's, like you rent a cottage, average, grand or two for the week.
Sure.
Were they going to pay
him? I don't want you doing that in my house.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is the studio crew and the actors, are they going to come in the front door or the back door?
Ah, jeez. Oh, God.
I'm pretty surprised that they even admitted to that. They disclosed what their intentions were.
That is a brilliant idea and a great moneymaker. I would do that. If I had a property and somebody would come up to me, hey, you got a great place. You want to shoot a popcorn movie at your place. We will rent it out for the week. I'd be like, absolutely.
We love the shag rug and the lava lamps.
Oh, my God.
Like, what does this guy's house look like on the inside?
I have no idea. I really don't
know.
Heart-shaped
hot tub.
Well, it is the Poconos. It is kind of tacky up there.
You would have to set the house on fire after to like get out all the germs.
What do you mean?
That's disgusting. I don't know.
Morally, it's the little iffy, but it is not illegal. And as a matter of fact, if they're going to pay you money to rent the place for the week.
No, and he said, we will give you a cut of the profits that we make from this.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, absolutely. I would want to know what the scenario was within the popcorn movie. You know what I mean? Because maybe that's something I wouldn't agree with. Like, the, you know how there's a scenario, there's a storyline, right?
Yeah.
You would have to be like co-producer or something?
Yeah, it would have to be a really hearty storyline. Like, it would have to make sense because it really throws me off when it doesn't.
Ding dong. Hey, it's Ren okay. a Fisherman. Here's the bait and here's the pole.
Yeah.
You have a family. How can you bring your... Okay, so they rent out your place
yes.
and do whatever.
Right.
You disinfect, and then the following weekend, you and your family are staying there. Come
right.
on.
Yeah.
You can't do
so,
that.
Obviously, there'd be a couple of rules, but yeah. if you're gonna, not only if you're going to get money for the week anyway, you're going to make residuals.
Yeah.
Every time that someone watches it online, you're going to make money?
But the family thing is
absolutely.
A good angle. It's like, oh, you know, they do that. They shoot the popcorn
right.
movie, and then you go, it's like, oh, board game night. You guys want to play Chutes and Ladders or Candyland?
No. He said no.
He said no?
He did. He said it really came down to the money. Only big budget movies. No.
Oh,
he said it was just, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah, he turned him down. He said no.
Nah, it looks like Don Elhart's going to have to film his movie somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.